Und jetzt Vollgas über den Gaumen. Das schmeckt so gut. Und noch ein bisschen mehr. Und?
Moment mal. Hier steht 100% ohne künstliche Zusätze. Nur mit natürlichen Zutaten.
Frosta Butter Chicken mit jeder Menge Bäm. Ohne Bäh. Das ist das Frosta Reinheitsgebot. 100% ohne Zusätze. Schon seit 2003.
Do you think there was actually an incident in which there was a bull in a china shop? And that, ooh. Like, do you think somebody actually has seen that at
I've
one point in time?
I've taken Spencer into a Swarovski store in a casino before.
It's pretty similar. But, okay, like, as much as that is a useful idiom,
it feels like something that happened in Spain.
I would hope so.
Okay, it does actually happen. It happens in the animated Ferdinand movie, apparently, which I appreciate.
But I want to see it in real life.
That's a true story.
I want to talk to the people who are like, yep, I own a humble china shop. And one day, fucking bull just got in and was going nuts.
One of Aesop's fables is about a donkey in a pottery shop.
So I think we actually happen to have someone who might know on here, and we'll actually introduce him in a minute once we start the show. But Jay, bulls at china shops, have you ever encountered that? I assume you've been around lots of large animals as a Texan.
Yeah, as a Texan, I have some experience with large animals. I've never encountered one in a china shop, though. And I've been to some small East Texas towns that had great china, but no bulls yet.
Were there any large animals whatsoever amongst the small plates?
Not counting
That's
myself.
The city council. Okay.
You strike me as like a thoughtful and nimble bull. not a clumsy oafish bull.
I appreciate that. Anytime I play like a tabletop role player game, I usually try to go with like the stealth archer archetype, so maybe I'm just spiritually a nimble guy.
It's
a barbarian who is a rogue at heart. I guess, okay, so let's start. Spencer's not here with us today, so someone
we'll
else
get
to
that.
Say a word. Welcome.
We'll fucking get to that.
Says it first has claimed it.
To the shutdown full cast. Holly has her hand raised.
You fuckers are never going to guess who just FaceTimed me.
Who?
Guess.
Spencer Hall.
Yes.
What does he want?
What, are we patching him in?
No, I asked him, I was like, yeah, and he's like, I'm so sorry. And
about what?
All right.
I don't
because
know.
He's FaceTiming. He should be sorry because he's FaceTiming her.
So clearly he had time to be on the show. Anyway, I asked him last night if he had told you guys he wasn't going to be on the show today, and he was like, oh, shit. And I called him a bad teammate, and he got mad. So be sure to call him a bad teammate when you see him this week.
So let's just put some things on the table here. Number one, Spencer Hall is not with us because he's
don't
in New
up.
York City.
Yeah.
Number two. New York City is where business and the world intersect. Number three, we had a huge bit of business and sports news this morning. Number four, what
Spencer
sport has been
Jamal Khashoggi?
What sport has been on Spencer's mind against his will for the better part of the last month? It's
softball.
Golf. Do you think it's a coincidence that PGA and LIV merge on the same goddamn day, Spencer Hall? Like, he just said, oh, I have to go to New York for something.
That
he doesn't like
at
it there.
He's at Cipriani right now.
Probably.
What a bitch.
Yeah, I have no idea why he's in New York. Or I had no idea. Now I think it's quite clear.
He was the architect behind this the whole time.
Can you imagine Spencer as a fucking architect?
So everybody who's all mad about, you know, the PGA said that they didn't want to deal with people, you know, the sovereign wealth fund that was connected to extrajudicial murder and 9/11 and this, that, and the other. And then suddenly they're fine with it. Everybody who's mad at the PGA, everybody who's, like, wondering how the golfers got fucked over here, they're the ones who they had to find out on Twitter just like everybody else. Tweet at Spencer. Spencer did this shit, 100%. And if he didn't, why isn't he here to defend himself?
Mm-hmm. Why is he popping up on FaceTime and then saying, oh, shit.
Right.
I've been exposed.
Spencer's
I can't say anymore.
Yeah, why is Spencer apologizing? That's not a thing Spencer does. Yeah.
How do you fuckers possibly... And, I mean, who do we have on the show on this very day? An oil and gas country guest.
Ooh, look at that. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Makes think.
We do have a campus in Qatar.
Well, okay.
Of course you do.
Okay, real quick. I know the answer is Arizona State, but besides that, what would be the most natural and the most hilariously unnatural school to open a campus in Qatar to have a rivalry series? Just to, like, have a rivalry series.
I think UConn. If UConn tried to bring in a rivalry with Texas A&M.
Like, I know the answer is Arizona State.
Notre
but
Dame,
what about
UConn?
Michigan State?
That's good, too.
Yeah.
I got cut off on the highway the other day by a car with a ASU Law sticker.
That like, sounds like ASU Law. ASU, by the way, that's an AAU school. So
that's right. Put some respect on that Sun Devil name.
With fucking USF.
South Florida, baby. Eat shit, Nebraska.
Big Tampa brains. What you know about that, Big Ten?
That's right. That is right. The school that recently bragged about being the only college with an on-campus Publix. How do you think they got that AAU certification? Idiots.
That was a great week. Where every school was playing off Auburn having a Buckies. We sort of realized every school has something. Jay, we are fortunate to be joined by Jay Arnold. I would say former Texas A&M defensive lineman, but is it like a Marines thing with the Aggies where it's like you're never actually out, like, because you might be called upon to serve as the 12th man or whatever?
I mean, there's definitely a kernel of truth to that, but I like to think that I'm out of my college football suffering from a physical standpoint, at least.
Yeah,
we're recording this on June 6th. Jay, if you got a call this afternoon and Jimbo said, Jay, found a loophole, need you to come play one more year for us, could you physically do that at this point?
I mean, I could definitely be a practice squad guy.
Okay.
I could be a body, but not much more than that.
Okay.
It's
I'm sure there's some NIL available.
Yeah, that's mostly, I would do it just for the NIL money that I would consider it back pay.
I don't know how to tell you this, Jay. Jimbo's been very clear that Texas A&M doesn't pay players. So if that's why you're getting into this, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, my friend.
I guess I'll have to enter the transfer portal after making my comeback.
Oh, wow. We're just breaking news here. Jay Arnold has entered the portal, headed to Colorado, I believe.
I would not complain about that.
We need more walk-on non-scholarship players publicly declaring that they're in the portal. We need more of that.
Those announcements would just be so fantastic. Like, because you could be absolutely terrible at the sport of football and be a walk-on and be a body out there and just announce your transfer. And if you have enough uniqueness and marketable characteristics about you, you could definitely make a play at a school. Like, let's say you get really involved with the cattle industry in Wyoming and all of a sudden you're going to Laramie. I mean,
that's right.
Things can happen.
That's right. I'm rustling my way onto the portal.
All it takes is juice and sizzle to land yourself. Who's most desperate right now? Who's really, really desperate? I mean, I just said Colorado, so.
UMass.
They're perpetually desperate.
Perpetually in that situation, too.
Yeah, they strive for desperate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
there's a lot of opportunity out there for ambitious transferers who were never actually anywhere to begin with. So Jay, the sport of golf, which I think you're like most of us, it's like a sport you're aware of. When you look and see the Saudis essentially buying the PGA, does this seem like anything that might ever make even less regulation and organization and moral backbone than even golf?
I mean, I think there's definitely an argument to be made. I was never good enough to have like bagmen come to my high school to recruit me. I was not fortunate enough to be in that position, but I've seen the Pony Access 30 for 30.
That's what he has to say. He has to say these things.
As his attorneys.
The NDA I signed. is there a statute of limitations on that? Can I like...
I don't think NCAA...
We don't have to get into that on here. Yeah.
The NCAA's got bigger problems. Like Colorado.
The NCAA having bigger problems would not stop them from focusing on the smaller ones. It never has.
Zeroing in on one.
Therefore.
We fixed one thing.
Oh, man. Who is it that got it really bad? Oklahoma State basketball?
That's happened.
Like in the midst of Kansas?
Yeah.
Also being under
somebody makes you hire your nephew as a handyman.
And the house is on fire. Yes, but I untangled the Christmas lights. Uh-huh. Did you see that? I did it.
The house is on fire, but a Georgia Tech player received a shirt.
A Georgia Tech player slept on his coach's couch.
I mean,
can I have that? Cream, now,
made of cream cheese.
The Georgia Tech players in my day, if they got a shirt, they would have to get paid for taking the shirt because they had Russell was their gear provider. I would think that would count as an anti-violation.
Yeah.
It's actually like doing community service work.
That's
this
right.
Should be fucking class credit.
That's right.
The reason I bring this up is in the past, we have joked about the Saudis purchasing more and more in American sports. WWE as well is happily making its way toward all that money. And I recall a few years ago, we joked about, quote words joked, which school would probably be most likely to just go all in on big oil money. And it is really complete coincidence, Jay, that we have you on the day this happened, because
surprise,
I'm pretty sure we decided the Aggies would be most likely. And I think that was even before they found themselves on the hook for Jimbo's $900 billion contract. Jay, are you concerned at all about
the contract?
About whether surely you are, but I guess mainly about whether the university will remain in the state of Texas.
Again, like I said, we do have that campus, so I'm not worried about us going to the Saudis necessarily. Qatar, on the other hand, I mean, obviously that's already a partnership that's in play. It would be interesting to see a game played over there, I guess. I mean, you would have a home field advantage of sorts. I'm sure.
Don't they have indoor ski resorts over there? They could make a snow game.
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, I always wanted to play any snow game, and I felt kind of robbed that we never did. So that would be, I think that's a win in this scenario.
I mean, you know, the only Independence Bowl anyone has ever cared about was A&M State in the Snow Bowl. Independence Bowl. Qatar every year.
I mean, then it's, Independence Bowl is always must-watch television. It's I love Shreveport. It's just one of my favorite places
watch.
To visit.
Must watch, but must care about is a higher bar.
Fair point. That's fair.
So we've had college football in Japan. We've had college football in Australia. We had, was it the International Bowl was in Canada for a stretch there?
Canada, Cuba.
Last year in Ireland when the internet went out and all the beer was free.
We've got a good history.
I love those things are correlated. That's how it works at my house too. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it sounds like a country song when you string it together. Like, and the internet went out and all the beer was free.
It sounds like an excuse you're telling your mom when she catches you doing something. The internet was out. That's why I'm drinking beer. I'm not following the logic.
Sounds like you turned
it was Ireland. I don't know.
We turned this paper in 12.5 font.
We were worried the beer was going to go bad because the Wi-Fi went out. So we had to drink it
the
all
beer
long.
Was The God. Beer was warm.
Have you I don't know.
30 degrees out.
I don't know if we've talked about it on this show, but there was a plan at one point to play one and maybe a series of college football games in Russia. I think this is maybe like right after the Cold War.
I don't remember
ended.
That.
And there was like one of the biggest issues with it was getting the like the physical equipment. Like Russia's like we don't have like field goal crossbars.
Right.
How are we would have to make those, and that was like a big sticking point for some reason, if I remember. Correct.
If much Russia made them, they'd be so fucking shit.
But now you got 3D printers, so you could just have a football field anywhere.
What would be the best country to have a college football game in that's not the United States?
Canada's got a lot of fields.
That's very true.
Canada
Greenland is empty.
Yeah.
And very cold. I would like to...
Belgium. French fry culture.
I would like to see a Brazilian college football game.
Come to Brazil.
Belgium. Okay.
Yep.
Ooh, but Belgium and the game is on cobbles.
Yes. Oh.
God, that's like playing in Notre Dame when they let the grass grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think Ecuador's up there for me.
That's a good pick.
Any spot with like elevation just to really torture the teams?
Ooh, Kazakhstan. It's all mountains.
Ooh.
I mean, we play football at Texas Tech, so like all things are on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, so if Texas Tech is in play, the moon is in play.
Yes, correct.
Now we're thinking.
We played golf. Do you know? I only recently learned this, that Neil Armstrong took communion on the moon.
Is this a joke? I can't tell.
No. No. This is 100%
true.
Was
he Methodist? Did I have that right?
Oh, that's not real communion.
How do you eat?
I'm gonna double check this.
Communion. These are all great questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin took communion on the moon. Apologies to Neil
Then
Armstrong
it could have been anything.
For labeling him as a papist.
Buzz Aldrin took communion on the moon.
Communion's not just yours, buddy. Buzz was Presbyterian.
No, also not real communion. Sorry, if you have papist objections to me belittling astronauts' religions, please email Spencer at harumph@gmail.com. He is my boss.
Yeah. Or you can probably just find him at spencer@live.com at this point.
Aldrin was a Presbyterian elder.
Oh, he'll never... a deacon.
So yeah, I guess I'm just saying if
became the first person to hold religious ceremony on the moon.
if just like every deacon I've ever known, it's church weekend. Where is he? Not in fucking church.
I think there's just a very basic logic too. If a place can have church, a place can also have college football. And if that's true on
true. Yeah,
so that's true on the moon.
Now we're back to Auburn. Okay.
The heat map is a perfect Venn diagram, so to speak. I guess that's why Indiana's so bad at it.
Do you think there's just like random communion wine and wafers just floating through space from that?
There's Buzz was up there.
I hope so.
Did he take the wine in like a little Capri Sun?
I have to assume so. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a NASCAR helmet with the straw. I guess no, that wouldn't work either. Mm.
Let's see. Have we confirmed?
Maybe a religious squeeze it of sorts.
Ooh.
Have we confirmed that it was wine?
That I'm not sure about either.
Grape juice, probably.
Well, that's bad.
Folks, have we?
Bread and wine, indeed. Yeah, probably was in a little Capri Sun type thing. A little one shot guy. I love the process of explaining what that's for. Like, surely someone's like, do we really need a whole set of schematics for one cracker, right?
I mean, there was probably somebody on that NASA on the Apollo 11 team that was like, we don't know if the devil is on the moon, and so we might as well not risk it.
But we're sending him up there. But look who we're sending him up there with.
That's true.
You don't
That's
really true. Know about Collins, do you?
No.
So it does say here that he poured the wine into a chalice. So it was just a regular old bottle of wine.
Yeah.
It said the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine curled slowly and gracefully up the side of That sounds
now
fake.
We've got fanfic.
That we've sounds fake because I'm pretty sure he tried to pour it and it just went
so much communion.
And he started going,
he turns over his shoulder, he's like, tell him it was graceful.
So yes, to Jay's point, there is a little bit of communion wine floating around the moon somewhere.
It's like a lot of communion wine.
That's why we've stopped going back, because we trashed the place. Just full of golf balls and communion wine.
Oh, and there's just, did you guys know there's just like all their bags of shit are up on the moon?
Oh yeah.
They left them
just
there.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, that's they're sitting scouting. There. When we go back, that's one of the things we're getting. So that we
at
can
least
look at their
a couple
poo.
Of y'all were Eagle Scouts, which, for shame.
It's like a frat house on spring break, just golf ball shit and wine.
Yeah.
Golf balls, wine, and shit. Yep. And an American flag, just so they know who left that mess.
That's right.
Goddamn right.
No. That's the American flag that's in every frat house, like up on the wall.
We essentially had a Boston College bachelor party on the moon.
Oh, on the other side of it is one of those bed sheets they hang down with, like, all sorts of awful slurs and stuff. Right. You know.
Why is there a Scarface poster on the moon? Because it looks fucking awesome. That's why.
The frat guys who lived next door to us for the longest had a had the bedsheet thing on which someone had silkscreened, rather painstakingly, a Confederate flag, and then silkscreened over that this really quite talented drawing of it, like a 10-point buck.
There's a lot going on.
I only remember this because we only really crossed paths with these guys because the night we moved in, we didn't have a bottle opener, and we knocked on the door to ask this guy if he had a bottle opener, and he's like, I got one in my car. Hang on.
Also, let me tell you about this deer that really believes in states' rights. His name's Jerry.
Come on. Feels like the SEC and the Big Ten coming together.
Speaking of states.
But not of
speaking
rights.
Speaking of states, we didn't invite Jay here just so we could pressure him into revealing the Petro Gerkey's plans to conquer all of Texas football. We brought him here because Jay had a spicy geography food related thing to say on Twitter. And Jay, I'm going to let you reveal it here and then we'll break it down.
Yeah. So in my infinite wisdom, I decided it was a good idea to tweet, which it's never a good idea to tweet.
Disagree.
But my statement was, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I'd set the cuisine of these three states up against anywhere in the world. And the three states in question are Louisiana, Texas, and New Mexico.
This is objectively accurate.
I have very strong feelings for each of these three states, but the internet has strong feelings both for and against. I do have New Mexicans love me now, so that's nice. I'm not mad at that, but there's a lot of say you've never traveled comments. There's a lot of
so let's start.
Do they know how big Texas is?
Are you getting more pushback from people who are like, the world is a big place and there are better places outside of the U.S., or are there randos who are like, Pennsylvania? Delaware, New Jersey, these are the cornerstones of America.
There's a solid like mix of both worldly and United States dissenters, I guess we'd say. One person did actually say to those three states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, were the three states.
Absolutely not.
I like ham in the morning, and I like it called different things.
There's a lot of people from California.
Cuisine.
Delaware food. What?
Scrapple.
No. That's a Pennsylvania thing, though. That's not even Delaware.
I'm just looking at Google. Scrapple is all Delaware has.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think Delaware should exist as a state anyway.
It doesn't.
It's only for corporate purposes. Yeah. Nobody's been to Delaware. Not a soul. Joe Flacco is the only person who set foot inside Delaware. Nobody else.
That's one of two states I've never been to.
What's the other one?
Hawaii.
Two very different choices.
They have so many different reasons. Jade's Hawaii was one that a lot of American homers hit you with, which Hawaii's really small. Hawaii seems really great, and I'm sure they have a million great cuisines, but it's really tiny.
All right, well, let's start with huge. Jay, how many U.S. states have you visited?
I don't know the exact count. I would have to like name them off.
What would you say your rough count? Or do you have big geographic areas where you're like, I haven't been to like the upper Northeast?
Yeah, so the upper Northeast is definitely my biggest gap.
Okay.
I have been to Pennsylvania, but it's only Western Pennsylvania. And that was part of a trip to Morgantown, so.
Woo!
Pittsburgh wasn't like super high on the list. I did get like French fries on a sandwich. That was nice cuisine.
Pittsburgh's widely known as a suburb of Morgantown. It's all right.
Yeah. I think that's exactly. I mean, once you go to Pittsburgh and Morgantown, there's no cuisine past
combined
that.
However, they are New York's best borough.
But well, yeah, like I've been to Seattle, and I did like the food up there. I've been to California. I've been to Las Vegas. On the East Coast, I've been as far north. Well, I guess I don't know. Does Pennsylvania touch the ocean? I don't think that counts.
No.
Yeah. So on the East Coast, I've been as far north as North Carolina. The West Coast, I've been. I have an Oregon size gap, but I mean, I've traveled a little bit. I haven't seen enough of the world. Mexico and Jamaica are my two countries that I've been to.
Okay.
Well, Grand Cayman is, I guess, part of the British Empire. So I've been to the.
Just say you've been to England.
A British island. I've been to England. A British island. I mean,
I'm basically the king now.
Yeah. So, but no, I've never been to Europe.
Okay.
Never been to South America. Never been to Asia, which is where I think a lot of the cuisine rebuttals were coming from. One thing that I think was lost in all this is I'm not saying that those three states are necessarily better. Mm-hmm. I just think they like deserve recognition on the world stage.
Yeah, taken literally, it was honestly at first surprising to see you got so much pushback because just reading the words you wrote, they're very hard to disagree with,
Wait,
well, this is the internet. Anyone can disagree with anything.
Jay said something about food on the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course, yeah.
Just looking at the words that are there, all Jay was saying is he was bigging up this geographic region that includes not only its own cuisines, but also, as Jay noted, an incredible amount of diversity. Houston alone has like perfectly good restaurants in any cuisine you can imagine, right? Like none of this was about everyone else's bad. It was about this is as good as just about anywhere else, which it was just amazing to see so many people disagree so fiercely with.
Yeah, for every tell me you've never traveled person on there, I think we could probably throw back tell me you've never been to Houston.
And there was a lot of that. And I do get, like, if the argument is that, like, the diversity of cuisine doesn't count towards the cuisine of a state, I get people saying that, but by the same token, I mean, they're holding up Italy as a bastion of culture, cultural food. I mean, Italy got the tomato from North America and pasta from China. So what are we doing with that? I mean, not to piss off the Italians, but.
I think it's called fusion.
It's
I
time.
Think that's what fancy people call it.
Exactly.
And it's like, all right, so you want the world's best Italian food. You go to Italy. The world's second best Italian food. Fuck, you might find it in Houston. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be? You know what I mean?
If there's a gap in the cuisine of Houston, I do think it's Italian food. With that being said, New Orleans actually has a pretty good Italian food scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't realize that, but there's like a whole bunch of Sicilian immigrants in New Orleans and have been for a while. But I mean, again, this is all personal preference at the end of the day with food.
Yeah, but you expressed it on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
And therefore you must be killed.
This is why the rule is never tweet.
I have not been to New Mexico, and I am not necessarily surprised that it made your list, but I would like to know more about why you picked it over insert other state here.
So your other options would have basically been Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, if you wanted to stick to
geographic
block.
New Mexico is such a great little hidden treasure. It's like if Arizona was good.
Yeah.
Like Arizona is loud, and New Mexico and Texas is loud, and New Mexico kind of hides in between them, like Rivendell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry, you were asking.
Yeah, it's like, well, in New Mexico too, I mean, you have Colorado to the north, and everybody that goes to Colorado from Texas just kind of drives through New Mexico and assumes it's not much to look at. New Mexico has some great sites, first of all. The history, and I mean, this is where I get into my Michigan dad form here. The history of New Mexico is just fantastic. Looking at like Santa Fe is one of the oldest cities in the United States. People don't realize that because they just assumed East Coast. It's just a fascinating place for me. But obviously, on the culinary side of things, my love for New Mexico begins with the Noble Hatch Green Chili, which yes. I think is one of the yes. best things to ever exist.
Tell us all about the wonders of this.
Shout out to reader Haley, who for several Christmases now has mailed me Hatch Green Chilies from New Mexico, because you cannot get them here. Not the good ones. It's not the same. The soil's not the same.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Albuquerque and mails me like frozen chilies, and I don't really, like, I'm not the best at describing flavor, which is funny because one of the things I do is write about food. But it's like it's not as like spicy or as pungent, I guess, as like a
you
jalapeno.
Call it earthy?
I think
but that
earthy.
Makes it sound disgusting, and it's not. It's like one of those flavors that's it's more flavorful than hot, except like once every 10 you'll get a really hot one.
Yeah. And then there are hot ones, which are, I mean, I love those too. It's kind of just a nice little present. But it's almost got like a smoky flavor to it as well. And
they're excellent smoked.
Yes. So good. And I think they go on just about anything and improve it. I know like Spencer's not here, but a lot of people's complaint with Tex-Mex cuisine is that it relies too much on cheese. The New Mexican side of things, it's less reliant on cheese, and I kind of appreciate that about it. I mean,
more like sauce based. Is that
yeah?
That's
more sauce based for sure. Too. Also, more corn forward.
Like more different like varietals of corn.
Like also. The blue corn plays. I also kind of like just like seeing different colors in my food, and I think it's a visual thing. And like the blue corn tortillas against like. When the chilies ripen, they become more of a red flavor, or red color. I guess I can taste red too, but it's
red is a flavor. They serve it in punch. Yeah, like
exactly.
Red juice.
You get it, but it's seeing the contrast of the two against each other is nice. And then, I mean, carne adobada is like one of my favorite New Mexican dishes. It's more the red chilies kind of like stewed into a sauce, and then. It's served with pork. I love that they serve it in like a breakfast burrito form, which is, you know, the red sauce with the pork with the eggs. It's just a whole bunch of flavor, and I don't know, like I'm probably not doing the best way of making it sound just delicious to people, but I just think it's a criminally underrated state. And again, part of the unsaid part of that tweet was I was talking about three states that all border each other, and I didn't really get that across. But I mean, kind of like you touched on, I wasn't going to go with Oklahoma or Arkansas. No offense to those states. I mean, Mississippi,
no,
I think, has
Jay,
an argument.
It is offense
no,
to those
offense
states.
Offense is fine.
Those states should take offense, and they should get better food.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the other thing, too, is I'm a big coffee guy. Not like super snobbish about it, but like New Mexico does pine nuts in their coffee, or they roast it together. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I'm not a roaster myself, so I don't know how the process plays out. But it's just again, we're going to go back to this word, earthy flavor, that I think just kind of adds something to it.
Listen, Jay loves to eat dirt. and everybody on the internet fighting with him about it can go eat dirt too.
This is actually how I ended up at A&M. Because I'm so good at eating dirt and getting to where the oil is.
You're like, dig
dirt. Just was a natural progression.
We just pointed Pac-Man south and struck yeah. oil. Mm-hmm.
Was it Dig Dug? Was that the similar game?
Yes.
It was Dirt Pac-Man, yeah.
Yep.
But I just think New Mexico gets overlooked. I mean, it's not, again, like Texas and Arizona are super loud. Colorado is like gentrified New Mexico. I just love the state and everything about it. I think it's got such a rich culture. And that extends to the food. And you pair it with Texas and Louisiana, who both have fantastic cuisines, which we haven't even got into yet. And I just think this group of three is a powerhouse.
Especially for three contiguous states. I have a hard time picking three more together.
Well, what's nice is that they are contiguous, but they are also distinctive. Like, there are lots of places where if you pick three states that all sat together and were like, the food of these three is great. You're like, the food of those three is the same. Like, but the food in New Mexico is very different from the food in Louisiana, and the food in Texas is just, like, so multifaceted that, like,
yeah, Texas is almost cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of the Epcot of food.
Which is ironic for all those people who are like, you've never traveled. Mm-hmm. Like, all your countries are the size of Rhode Island.
And you have trains.
Mm. Now I'm sad.
A dream. I have dreams of having trains to take me.
We used to have trains, but we got to Robin, and then we got to crashing. Now we don't have trains.
Sorry, we had too much fun.
Yep.
Sorry, we had too much fun with our trains.
Sorry, we partied too hard for our trains, America.
Mom said we had to put away our toy trains.
Also, one of the critiques that I got on the list, and I want to bring this up because this one kind of made me mad, was that Louisiana is nothing but poor people food.
What the shit?
First of all, with poor people food.
Poor people food is the best food everywhere. Find me a country whose peasant food is not its best food. Second of all, fuck you. Not you.
Exactly. So, like, Texas barbecue also started as
who
like.
Who said that?
I would have to go back and find.
Let us bully them.
Lobster was poor people food for fucking ever.
Oysters were poor people food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, all the best foods start as poor people food, and then the rich fuckers come in and ruin it.
Like, also, do you have any idea how much you can spend in New Orleans on lunch?
Like, you know what's poor people food and it's fucking great? Rice.
Yeah.
Boudin?
Mm-hmm. Did this person, or did people elaborate by what they meant or why this was
they
a
never
bad
do.
Thing?
Okay. This is, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm finding this person.
Also, like, you can fucking spend some money on food in Louisiana. It's not hard to do.
And, like, anyone with that kind of take is, guess what they are? A person. They're telling us they've never traveled.
Somebody really insecure about their class status.
Okay.
You will find it hard to believe, but the person who said this to Jay has a blue check.
Well, that means
Did you find them?
Mm-hmm. They're rich enough to send Elmo their money.
Their username is pay $8 and shut the fuck up. No, no. Also no.
Can afford $8 worth of jambalaya.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
I just look at it like, where is the best French food outside of France? Louisiana is in contention, right?
Sure.
Any other cuisine, Texas has it's not the best, but is it 90% of the way there? Is it 80% of the way there?
I would put the best Vietnamese
on your
food
way
outside of Vietnam
to
in
some
Texas.
Of the best, to some of the best barbecue in the world. I'm not starting a fight. Yes, I said some of, but that's fine, right? The best, indisputably the best Tex-Mex in the world. Some of the best Mexican in the world. New Mexico as well has its own variations there. Like, not only is there so much original stuff, but also you can't go to so many countries that have like, this is our cuisine, and also get a little bit of everywhere. So, like, I mean, I think all of that was inherent in your tweet, and I think a lot of people chose to miss it.
Yeah, I mean, there was also like a guy, not to get into the whole barbecue fight, but he said that Texas barbecue is inedible. And cited that
Jesus,
the brisket in Memphis is better than Texas brisket.
No,
which,
no, no.
That's not the fight to pick for Memphis.
Hello, native.
I sincerely did not know that we were still doing barbecue fights in 2023.
Yes.
I feel like we left that behind.
You can be almost relieved that it was such a small fraction of yesterday's fight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, it could have been worse.
I did enjoy the Skyline Chili crowd getting in there. That was fun to see.
That was a much-needed bit of levity.
Stand down.
Listen, they're in the Big 12. They will stand up, God damn it.
Jay, you're perhaps the most innocent Twitter main character that we've ever had.
I mean,
because you began with a pure heart.
I try to keep it pure, but sometimes it's hard. Some people
You were correct.
If you had to pick a fourth state, doesn't have to touch these other three. Who are you putting on?
Now let's get him in trouble. Yes. Yep.
So I think there's a few ways to approach this.
Okay.
I think New York gets brought up just because of how international the city is. There's a lot of options there. Italian food, obviously, very good up there. I think you have to look at Florida for the Latin influences and the Caribbean influences. Like, as far as Cuban food, that's something that's I enjoy personally. I think you could go to South Carolina and look at, like, Low Country boils and also the pork barbecue further in-state as well. But there's some options. The best sushi I've ever had is in Seattle, so, I mean, it's in the running for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I legitimately, if I circle all the way back around through the Midwest, Chicago, by nature of its deep dish pizza, which some people would say is not pizza, I don't really care. It's good. And then also their Greek food in Seattle is stellar, in my opinion. And I'm not just saying that because I recently watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding for the fifth time. I mean, there's a few different ways that you could go with this.
Sure.
What would you guys pick?
I wouldn't pick Florida.
If we can't choose yours, because yours is a...
I hear what you're saying about Cuban food, and I agree with it. And I think there are some other pockets of Florida food that this applies to.
People get pub subs.
But overall, Florida just makes me think of Hungry Howie's, which isn't even from there.
Right, right. Like, there's...
You get Hooters wings.
This is not maybe the fairest basis to grade upon. There's just a lot of trash food in Florida. So much trash food in Florida. But that said,
once upon a time, who knows what it will become? It may be cuisine in the future.
That's right. It's called Burger King, goddammit, not Burger Surf.
Oat pockets.
New York is a good pick. New York, like, it's an annoying pick, but... And it, beyond sort of the, like, flashy what, certain food media likes to write about, there is just a lot of reliable... If you go to the right places in the city, like, you can get really good tacos. You can, like, some of the best banh mi I have had are in, like, way further flung out in Brooklyn and stuff. So New York is a good pick, but I understand if people don't go with it necessarily. Because, like, also New York has a lot of trash food, too. Spencer's probably eating it right now.
He's a Sbarro. You know it.
Yep.
This is probably another one that maps very similarly to college football recruiting, other than New York being good at it, is, California would also be on the list, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just everything from tacos to sushi all
Tri-tip.
The way up.
And if you're bringing in alcohol, I mean, you might have wine from California added in as a piece. You could have the countless breweries in Colorado under consideration. I mean, it just kind of depends on what you value and what you add weight to.
Man,
I like the geographic contiguity thing because, like, it's hard to find three states in a row that are truly distinct and special. Like, if someone said Washington and Oregon are bringing different things to the table, I'm like, I definitely know what the differences are in those things. Right? yes, absolutely. North Dakota and South Dakota. Oh, thank goodness. We got them both.
Yeah, Missouri has the power to ruin so many states. Look at all the states it touches.
Missouri. Porn is food.
We could go Washington for the Seattle offerings. Idaho for the potatoes. And then down into Utah for...
wow.
Milkshakes.
Is it like a jelly bean casserole or whatever that they do? Yes.
They do have the corn palace there, don't they?
That's quite a creative map you've drawn there. Jay's been thinking about these things.
He's making his own
mime mold. Who
else
would think to take that route?
It's like white supremacist Oregon Trail.
I mean, not inaccurate.
I think I understand the international critics of your map a little more. Because
I don't, because they're sorry, go ahead.
My only answer to this is that, like, I don't think it's necessarily, yes, Italy has great food and they have great Italian food, but a lot of it is that you are on vacation in Italy. Like, it's very hard, I think, to separate the totality of the experience from the food. And that is different from, I was in Houston on business and we went to a good Italian restaurant. That is not the same thing as, like, we flew to Italy for 2 weeks and we fucked off. So yeah, I get it.
I don't think, like, the argument comes from Europe. If I'm, like, making a counter argument.
Yeah.
I think, like, I would go with Asia first. Like, I would go Thailand, Vietnam, China.
I might. Okay. Yeah.
And the thing, too, is with getting China, you get, like, a whole bunch of different cultural, depending on what parts of the country that you're in.
Right.
I think India also has to be up there for consideration.
I just realized we're fundamentally drafting again, and I think that's great.
I think if they get to claim that many chefs, we get to claim our entire hemisphere.
Sure. Right?
Like what you're, the other thing you're proposing is a pound for pound per capita cuisine. You know, this group here, yeah, Texas has hella people. New Mexico doesn't. And yet, right, it has an incredible, unique cuisine that everyone should try, you know? And, like, an entire country versus three states, granted one of them is enormous, but still,
all of Europe fits inside that state, sir. I've seen the maps.
To me, the entire point feels like this little part of one country, mm-hmm, has so many cuisines and, mm-hmm, so many versions of other cuisines that it would not be blown off the map by anywhere else.
I am... Japan is the one place I'm willing to, like, I'm curious if that might be the exception. Mostly because a lot of people are like, actually the best pizza in the world is in Japan now. It's not in Italy anymore. They have, like, not just figured out what Italy does and done it better. Like, they have actually evolved it in a better way. And so I think...
Do you blame the defector Mario for that?
Yes, yes, I do. I do. And his traitorous brother as well. Yeah, I'm just... I'm glad, Jay, you could bring up, like, a real... I don't know, what we call this? Real, like, 2014 kind of internet argument to have?
Without trying to start one. Kind of... I mean, the beauty for tremendous content-wise, obviously it was probably unpleasant being yelled at by the world, but there was no ill will on your part, and I think that was very clear.
I think most people are, you know, understanding of the approach, but there's definitely a sizable portion that are just very angry all the time, and, you know, I think there was two ways to approach it, right? Some people said, hey, I really like this. Maybe this would be under consideration. I'm like, I would love to try that. And then there's people that, you idiot, you stupid person. Why have you not traveled more? Why would you say something this ignorant? And I'm like, well, if you'll pay me, I'll travel and go eat it. But so far, I haven't had any donations on the Venmo link on my account. Maybe.
Oh, cowards. Interesting.
I guess they don't actually believe in their food.
Huh. I'm just saying. They want you to continue eating that poor people's food from
what
Louisiana.
What don't they want you to find out?
I'm just saying.
I like the concept of a travel show where, like, Jay goes around the world, and at the end, at the airport, you know, where he's done, like, he's visited Sweden, and all he says before he gets on the plane is, not as good as New Mexico. It's a screen face. He gets back on the plane.
I think it'd be great if I, like, took green chilies with me everywhere and, like, just put them on top of whatever dish I'm eating.
Johnny chili seed.
Yep.
That would be I also love it. It would be the rest of the world, like, hate cooking for you. Like, we will prove the American wrong. and you know, you, at some point, you'd just have, like, oh, no, not that, anything but that, you know? Hey, Jay, where can people find you and all your stuff on the internet?
When they're not yelling at you on Twitter.
Yeah, when they're not yelling at me on Twitter. Well, Twitter's the best place to find all of my stuff. But recently... became part of Pocket Talk Sports Festival, which our goal is to put on the World's Fair of Sports in Houston in 2024. So stay tuned for that. I believe we have a press release coming out, Wednesday, tomorrow.
Perfect.
So
when perfect. Yeah, we set that up on purpose.
Yeah. And then Spencer tried to stomp on it with his stupid lip bullshit. Yeah. We're not going to let that happen.
Mm-mm. So now,
wait,
now
is this like the world? Is this like the World Games, or like an expo?
Like an expo.
That sounds awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, the goal is to, like, have all kinds of sports startups and leagues and fans and everything. Like, I think we're gonna have, like, actual competitions there, and then also have, like, vendors selling merch and kind of just everything. I think it's supposed to be beautiful chaos, live music, food, all the works.
Sweet.
Awesome. In Houston.
Will there be poor people food?
There will be poor people food because I'm in charge of the tailgate.
There will also be the world's best Italian food.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to spite them. Yep.
Yep. Great fusion those Italians have. You know, one cuisine that didn't get brought up that I think deserves a little more credit is Georgia. And that's the country, not the state.
The face Holly.
I was confused.
Yeah, sorry. Hachapuri is like one of the best things I've ever had, and it's just bread, egg, and cheese. And it's so simple, but so delicious.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at a Georgian restaurant before.
Oh, man. Highly recommend.
Okay.
The state should have more of them, I think. Like, just for the laughs, you know?
We could have a Georgia-Georgia exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be.
One of the things people brought up, and it was mentioned a couple times, I got a couple of DMs, people saying, you're a fat American. I'm like, well, maybe if you liked your food more, you would eat more of it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, why is it an argument against you to say you like food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It must be good.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I think you should enjoy food. You should eat what you enjoy. And, you know, you're not going to get to eat for forever, so you might as well.
I will, Jay.
Modern advances in science, I guess.
In the cloud.
Getting that live money from Spencer.
I'm going to be uploaded. My consciousness is going to be uploaded to a CC's pizza that never closes. Oh, man. I'll just be fucking eating apple dessert pizza for 50,000 years, trapped in hell of my own making.
You're going to get so bored, and that's crazy. That's the worst place to be bored with what you're eating, because they'll try some shit. You know,
well, they have an arcade.
Going to get some potato nacho cinnamon pizza? Yeah. And then you're playing... Street Fighter while you're eating.
Now I gotta see. Hold on.
Caramelized pumpkin pizza.
Pizza locations. Oh, please, home. I just want to make
That's
sure.
That's the other thing, too, is I do indulge in healthy amounts of shit food from time to time.
Yeah, so, we got that.
So of the states you chose, Jay, CC's has one location in New Mexico, 8 locations in Louisiana.
Let's go, Texas.
and far more than any other state in the union, and possibly more than every other state combined. 134 locations in Texas.
I think CeCe's is from Texas.
How many locations in Texas would be too many? The answer is apparently 135 for now.
That's so much mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, my God. San Antonio has 5 alone.
How many does Italy have?
Oh, none. Cowards.
Whoops.
CeCe's was founded in Plano, Texas.
Was it?
Damn. I learned enough to score at this point.
I am 1.5 miles from a CeCe's right now, and I have not been in 10 years.
Yeah, I haven't been since before the pandemic. So
yeah, to your point of like eating shit food from time to time, I do think it is important to like cleanse the palate with like a Domino's pizza every now and then.
Sure.
Or something like that. How could you ever respect like what you're getting from some places? Obviously, there are some that stand out. It's like obvious. But like, how are you know, from some place, it's sometimes you just need to like realize how far we've come. From
also,
the,
calling it shit food is a compliment. It's like you've taken, you know, not great ingredients and turned this into something that millions of people enjoy.
Yeah.
I think
peanut butter and jelly is a shit food, but that's like three very common things that everyone has in their home. It actually turns out to be pretty good every time.
Yeah.
I think there's an honesty to it, and accepting this thing I'm putting into my face makes my brain happy, and I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about it, right? And there's a defiance in that as well, right? Like, this isn't good enough for someone on the internet from whichever country. Well, it's not my problem. It's good enough for me.
Like, Italy doesn't have 7-Eleven. That means Italy doesn't have Slurpees. So you can fuck right off, Italy.
There's not even room
with
for
your limoncello or whatever.
Who's raising
you
your children if the slush pup is not raising them?
Fucking idiots. How do you know that gelato is delicious unless occasionally you're having a frighteningly blue Slurpee? A blue not found in nature. Anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere.
People are born, live their entire lives, and die without ever eating anything blue.
They can have their gelato. I'll stick to my Listeria Bluebell ice cream.
Nothing blue, dabba dee dabba die.
I'm bringing a blue-ass Slurpee to the moon when I go. That's my communion. That's my Florida religion right there.
Is ass modifying blue or Slurpee?
Yes.
Thank you.
Eventually, yes.
God, how true. You're a philosopher today.
In the end,
on a line of time,
all Slurpees become ass. It's true.
Sorry.
That's right. Oh. I hadn't thought about that, but every time I drink a Slurpee, I'm telling my body, this is what you're going to make more of me out of. Tough shit if you don't like it, body.
Do your best.
We're going to be a little bit Slurpee now.
Like, goddamn, we're trying to knit this bone.
Nope. It's going to be a little bit of a Slurpee bone.
It's ass-eating season.
Slurpee bone.
Can't believe Spencer's not here.
I can because he's busy destroying the sport of golf just to distract from his own fucking failures.
Is that why? Was that the motivation?
He's not going to listen to this.
Not the billions 100%. Of dollars?
Yes, he's hoping like that he's hoping that if he can engineer this merger, everybody will forget that he has agreed to play golf in the big pants.
Is this a ploy to have everyone play in big pants so he won't be embarrassed?
Yes, that way it's not a big thing. Yeah, I don't know
it's
why.
It's part of the new rules of the organization.
Yes.
The big pants.
How do you pronounce the name of the big pants?
Junkos.
They're Junkos. But one person on Earth calls them Junkos.
And Alex someone tried to JNCOs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Somebody was trying to convince me that it was spelled out.
No. Alex is. We went over this a couple weeks ago. Alex is at least has a logic underpinning it.
Yeah,
like it's in all caps, so it does stand to reason that upon first read, you might assume that it is an acronym. Spencer's is nowhere.
It's and something
it is tethered to nothing.
It's something a.
It is a nightmare belief.
It's something a judgmental '90s dad. Why wearing them Junkos?
Wearing them damn Junkos around your ankles.
It's like no, it's like calling it Super Mario Brothers.
You got it.
Right.
You got another thing coming if you think you're coming to church with us. Them Junkos.
Why are they calling that? Because they look like junk.
Because I can see your junk, son.
I can see your freaking junk.
They're for junk hoes.
And let me tell you, boy, you ain't packing enough junk for all them drunkos. Normal pants would contain them just fine. I just, like, Alex spelling it out, that makes sense. He wasn't alive at the time.
Right.
Spencer was.
Spencer
not
possibly...
paying attention to what people were
Spencer
saying about
was
pants.
Old, Spencer's the only one of us who was old enough to buy his own pants while these were a thing.
Spencer was old enough to look down on people wearing JNCOs at the time. You know what I mean? Like, he had grown out of the age at which people were wearing them.
To be fair to Spencer, if you've only read it, And you've never heard it said out loud.
But he went to high school when, like, there's no way he never heard the word said.
He knew exactly what the fuck
there's
he was.
There's no
well,
way.
That man has never had a Faygo in his life. He knows what's up.
Now, I
will disagree, hard disagree there. Yeah.
Then he has no excuse. Why is he shitting on Jank?
No, that's what I'm saying. It makes it worse.
he's a monster.
I thought the name Deborah was pronounced Deborah for a while.
That's cooler, though.
I think it has been.
I think it looks cooler, or sounds cooler for sure. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, if you didn't hear it, but I guess y'all are making the argument that he had definitely heard it, and there's no excuse.
Now,
so, I tried, Spencer.
I will.
No, our argument is that he has been absorbed in it for, he has been absorbed in it beyond all reasonable excuse, and is saying it this way anyway.
If you told me Spencer has only bought 4 pairs of pants for himself over the course of his life, I would believe that. I would believe that the vast majority of Spencer's pants, to the extent that he's ever worn them, were purchased by third parties.
How many zipped off do you think? I think at least 2 of the 4.
Do you think zip down the side or convert to shorts at the knee?
That might be all if we're covering just both
convert
of
those. Convert to shorts through each. Zip off or convert to shorts through neglect?
Both.
Okay. Erosion, let's say.
Server, are you saying pants that both zip on the sides and at the knee? Like,
ooh.
Do they make those?
You can make little
so many zips.
Yeah, I think so.
That's your new.
You're like a transformer falling apart.
That's like a cheer
skirt.
You can make
a cheer
outfit out of that.
They were warm up pants.
So they were warm up pants and shorts and had buttons on the side or whatever?
Yeah. Yep, little buttons. The buttons undid so that you could zip up the leg.
Damn.
And then they also had zips to make them shorts.
That's asking a lot of a preteen.
Yeah. Did you, like, lose parts of it and trading legs with your friends? And
they didn't make it the whole season, for sure.
Yeah, that's on them, frankly. But, yeah, I don't believe Spencer has bought the majority of his pants. So maybe that's why he just, like, he has pants blindness. Maybe he doesn't know what any pants are called. This
Can't
is just the only brand we've ever asked him about.
Well, how would he pronounce Wranglers?
That one he probably knows because he loves Brett Favre, because he loves using illicit money for bad sports purposes.
He has said that.
See, Spencer, you missed the shout out. Trash you all up
and
down
the
court.
Here's the thing. He's not going to listen.
No. Ever. Well, of course
none
not.
None of this is going to take. He's not going to listen ever.
No, and he's definitely... And he won't look at his mentions. That won't happen either.
Nope. Also,
eventually. No. Eventually. It's just like, once he looks and he sees everyone's accusing him of betraying America's golf or whatever, of course I did that. He'll go along with it. He won't care.
Yeah, that's true.
He really is bulletproof.
Must be nice.